the 19th of November 2020, my name is Sheila and this is Tourism in Eastern Europe episode number 3. We're talking today about Tourism Bulgaria. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Bulgaria is located at the crossroads of Asia and Europe and has a very colorful diversity of aspects, whether it is culture and tradition, historical heritage or cuisine. The former Eastern Bloc country was once, and to some extent still is, the center of the former Soviet Union and one of its most important trading partners. As mentioned above, this makes Bulgaria a popular destination for tourists from all over the world, not only because of its cultural and historical heritage, but also because of its tourism. The communist part of its history still leaves many dark sites worth exploring. While some of the country's darkest places are conveniently located in the capital Sofia, others are much more difficult to reach. However, there are special tours that allow most people to visit them all at once. There are a number of attractions and sites in Bulgaria, from natural sites to man-made sites. There are several sites in Bulgaria that are on the UNESCO list of attractions. The rock churches of Ivanovo are a monastery, which contains preserved churches in the form of a series of rock formations, each of which has a different shape and size. It is believed to be one of the oldest monasteries in the world and the only one in Bulgaria with such a large number of rock churches. St. Vlas has a long history, but the old buildings have been destroyed over the years and therefore no cultural tourism is operated. The beach is the main attraction of the city and the most popular tourist attraction in Bulgaria. Bulgarian tourism industry, thinking about sustainability, has not been a big issue lately. In this city, sun, sea and sand tourism is concentrated in the city center with its beaches, hotels, restaurants, shops and restaurants. On paper, it's about finding restaurants, hotels, shops and tourist attractions, as well as hotels and shops. In the city center there are fine restaurants offering everything from sushi to shashlik, while in the older parts of the city there are rather modest Bulgarian restaurants. According to Stonik, political ecology usually seeks to identify how political forces and interactions with environmental aspects influence social and ecological change through the actions of various social actors. Resource use is a key topic in the political ecological analysis, and the paper focuses on which communities in St. Vlas are better off, Stonik emphasizes, and on the role of the local community in the development of their environment. For this reason, the first significant statistics, which arrived in early July and showed an increase in the number of visitors of the Bulgarian tourism industry compared to the previous year, quickly sparked concerns, bitterness and controversy. Summer tourism, which focuses on the Black Sea seaside resorts, accounted for 70% of Bulgarian tourism in 2018. With the season now more mature, it is possible to take a first partial inventory of the situation which, while archiving the most apocalyptic scenarios, leaves many questions and questions unanswered about the tourism model developed in Bulgaria in recent years. Bulgaria is located in southern Europe and occupies the northeast of the Balkan Peninsula. It has many attractions that attract more than 5 million tourists to the country every year. Tourism has been one of the most important sectors of our economy since it began with the revolution about 10 to 15 years ago. The last few years have been extremely difficult, as we have seen a drop in the flow of tourists, especially foreign tourists, due to political earthquakes, terrorism issues and instability. In 2007, the number reached about 8 million, and it is expected to increase further in 2008 and beyond. The sector accounts for about 5.5% of the total tourism industry in Bulgaria and about 1.3% in the EU, Aegean Sea, endless columns of holiday makers making their way to the Aegean Sea. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union in the late 1990s and early 2000s, holiday makers have fled Bulgaria in droves, mainly in search of better jobs in Europe. Of course, the remarkably pristine beaches along the Black Sea coast are the attraction that brings the most visitors to Bulgaria. Bulgaria's sandy beaches are less developed, less visited and less closed, with umbrellas, but they host some of the most beautiful beaches in the world and the best beaches in Europe. In addition, the cobbled streets of Bulgaria's capital Sofia are home to some of the country's most popular restaurants. Cafes and bars, in contrast, many towns and villages have preserved the authentic Bulgarian spirit of hospitality. The main cities have become lively and attractive, shedding a tired image from the communist era, with a variety of shopping opportunities and a lively nightlife to entertain visitors. Unlike Bulgaria, which has some of the world's most popular destinations such as London and Paris, Bulgaria has begun to attract hordes of eager tourists in recent years. Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sheila Griffin. Adios.